to this edition of Soundtrack Telling. Yes, Soundtrack Telling. Thank you for joining me for a great time of music. Not just any music, but soundtracks. Hence the name of the show. Yes, soundtracks from movies, TV shows, and video games. The music pieces coming up are from my personal collection, and over time, I hope to really add to it. But before you turn that dial, before you touch it, before you click that button, before you tap that app, hear me out. I believe soundtrack music is underrated. Many relate to it as classical music, or some may not appreciate the music because of the lack of lyrics, and some might even find it, well, boring. And everyone is entitled to their likes, dislikes, and opinions. And that's fantastic. That's what makes America great. The freedom to express ourselves, whether through words or music or both. So with that said, I believe soundtrack music is more than just simple music put to entertainment. There is much, much more meaning to each and every soundtrack than meets the ear. For example, picture a video of a fish swimming in the ocean as it delicately glides through the water with its angelic features. Soft, peaceful music is played. At that point, the viewer is at rest under the impression that everything is all hunky-dory. Great, now we have a calming aquarium video that we can loop on our TV. Now, change it up just a tad. Take that same video, but change the music to something intense. Something like the shark theme from the movie Jaws. Da-dun, 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 da-dun. Now, the entire video has changed. Instead of a calming video, we now have the impression that something bad is about to happen to our beautiful fish. It's about to be eaten. Suddenly, we don't want this video looped on our TV as a virtual aquarium. The same can be said for a vast majority of soundtracks. Each one tells a story or part of a story. Without them, the movies, TV shows, and video games we play are nowhere nearly as good. Without it, scenes become bland. Interest in the story greatly diminishes. Emotional connection with the story is slim at best. I mean, try watching Fantasia without the music. Or even the Avengers, as a hero comes on the scene. Suddenly, without that music, the effects of the story and the characters have on the viewer is greatly diminished. Soundtracks are very important to the entertainment we love to be a part of. So, stick around and let the music tell you a story. Coming up after the break, I've got music from John Williams, Murray Gold, and Alan Silvestri, and a few more. Let's get back to some soundtrack music. I promised you some John Williams and Murray Gold and Alan Silvestri and some others. So, here we go.
Thank you.
How does that not get your blood pumping in that one? Oh, what a fantastic piece of work right there. That is from the movie The Avengers, and that title is called The Avengers, and that is written by Alan Silvestri. Now, I think I forgot to mention who and what the other songs were. So, at the beginning of the program, I played for you Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. The title is called Minas Tirith, and that was written by Howard Shore. After that was the main title of Star Trek First Contact by Jerry Goldsmith. The third one was Narnia, and that was The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The title was called Lucy Meets Mr. Tumnus, written by Harry Gregson-Williams. And the one after that was by Neil Davidge from the video game Halo 4, titled Requiem. And after the break that we had, we went into Jurassic Park by John Williams. The title was called Welcome to Jurassic Park. Then there was from the TV show Doctor Who, the title was The Majestic Tale by Murray Gold. And I also played for you Guardians of the Galaxy by Tyler Bates. The title is called Black Tears, and of course, The Avengers, written by Alan Silvestri.